A group of former Israeli soldiers is alleging that the Israeli military used reckless force during the fighting in Gaza earlier this year, resulting in needless deaths and damage during the course of the 22-day operation, in which more than 1,400 Palestinians perished, the majority of whom were civilians. In print and video testimony published today by the activist group Breaking the Silence, some 30 soldiers say the Israeli army's imperative was to minimize its own casualties to ensure Israeli public support for the operation. The co-CEO of the Israeli-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Gershon Baskin, told Kelsey Brennan Wessels that today's report will have little impact on the Middle East peace process.
I don't think it'll have any effect on the peace process. I think that the report is being wiped off as insignificant by the Israeli army this morning. They're trying to discredit the report by saying that it has no names, that the people gave testimony anonymously, that there was no intention of checking the validity of the report. It'll just be another report amongst many put out by human rights organizations about Israeli human rights abuses. If you want to challenge the policies of the Israeli government and your human rights organization, it's better to be more specific and give as many facts and names and people who are willing to stand up behind the reports that they're given rather than being anonymous. The anonymity of the testimonies lends some question marks to the validity of the report in the eyes of people who would like to believe it and have trouble believing it.
Now, how is the Gaza Strip recovering from the January invasion?
I don't think it is recovering. I think that all the international donor money that was pledged, billions of dollars for Gaza, is not getting there. The Gaza Strip is still under economic siege. The Israelis have closed it off entirely. The houses don't have glass. There's no construction material being allowed into Gaza. It's not recovering at all. There's still this political question of two Palestinian authorities, one in the West Bank and one in Gaza, making it difficult to deal with the issue. There's no reconciliation between the two main Palestinian factions. And the world isn't doing very much to end the siege on Gaza.